I'm Tanzina Vega. Welcome back to The Takeaway. In Southeast Asia, two nuclear powers with a long history of conflict are heading down a dangerous path. This week, the militaries of both India and Pakistan clashed in the contested region of Kashmir. The escalation is sparking worries around violence between the two powers that we haven't seen in decades. Joining us now with more on this evolving situation is Joanna Slater, India Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Joanna, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, happy to be here.
So take us back to what prompted this latest round of tensions.
To go back to what started this is not so long ago. It's February 14th, which is when a massive suicide bombing took place in Indian-controlled Kashmir. It killed 40 Indian paramilitary officers, and it was claimed by a militant group called Jaish-e-Mohammed, which is based in Pakistan. And India has long accused Pakistan of sheltering and supporting this kind of militant group and really not doing anything about it. And so this time it decided to do something about it. It did something it had never done before. And that happened on Tuesday, which was to launch an actual airstrike inside Pakistan on what it said was a Jaish-e-Mohammed training camp.
And I know there's lots of history there. You mentioned some of the tension between India and Pakistan. Could you give us a sense of what the core issue is here between these two parties? And also, what is it about this region, the Kashmir region, that serves as such a sticking point for these two countries?
The Kashmir dispute is as old as India and Pakistan, independent India and Pakistan, that is. So almost 70 years old. Its status has been contested ever since these two countries, India became independent and Pakistan was created in 1947. So there's a long-running source of conflict over Kashmir and who should run Kashmir and whether Kashmiris have the right to independence. And since 1989, there has been an insurgency in the Indian part of Kashmir. Now, in Pakistan, that insurgency is viewed as a kind of fight for independence, freedom fighters, and so on. India views these fighters as militants and terrorists, and has accused Pakistan basically of stoking violence in the region. And that's something Pakistan denies, but in reality, Pakistan's intelligence services do have long links to these groups. So you have a tussle over Kashmir, but more precisely, a tussle over militancy in Kashmir and violence in Kashmir and who is responsible for it.
But Joanna, these are two nuclear powers. I mean, obviously, there is a concern of what could happen. Do we have a sense of what the tipping point would be in terms of how India or Pakistan could use those weapons?
We don't. I think that's part of the problem, is that this has never happened before. You've never actually had two nuclear-armed powers launch airstrikes on each other or engage in this kind of aerial combat that we saw on Wednesday. So we don't know exactly how far you would have to go. You would have to go pretty far, I think. Neither of these countries obviously is eager for any kind of nuclear conflict. But the ambiguity is always there, unfortunately.
What about the role the United States has played in this conflict historically, and how do you see us being involved or not being involved under this current administration?
The United States traditionally, at least in the last couple of decades, has played a key role in diffusing tensions between India and Pakistan. I'm thinking of, in particular, in 1999, which is the last time they really clashed militarily. It was in a short but intense conflict in Kargil, high in the Himalayan mountains in Kashmir, and Bill Clinton helped resolve that conflict. The U.S. appears to have been engaged currently, both with Secretary Pompeo, Secretary of State Pompeo, and also through the Pentagon. Just this morning, President Trump, when he was in Hanoi, said that he expected some reasonably decent news to de-escalate the situation, and that turned out to be true. We've just had the news recently that Pakistan has said it will release the pilot, the Indian pilot that it captured yesterday. So that is definitely a step in the right direction in terms of diffusing things.
What about life on the ground for those people who are living in the Kashmir region?
I think they will be very relieved to hear that Pakistan is releasing this pilot and that tensions are likely to ease. It has been a very frightening time for people in Kashmir, especially for people who live near the line of control, which is the unofficial border that divides Kashmir into its Indian and Pakistani parts. There's been heavy shelling. It's not unusual for the two countries to actually shell each other across that border, but it's been a very heavy and yesterday, of course, with this aerial encounter, airports were closed across the region, and there was a real sense that anything could happen yesterday.
Joanna Slater is the India Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Joanna, thank you.
Thank you.